Good morning, Mount Olivet, Baptist Church family and friends. Wishing all the mothers a happy Mother's Day. Our text for preaching today can be found in Genesis chapter 3, verse 20. Genesis chapter 3, verse 20. And Adam called his wife's name Eve because she was the mother of all living. This morning, I wanted to share from the idea of mothers give us life. Mothers give us life. It was 1972 on November 29th that an unusual situation had taken place at St. Barnabas Hospital in Livingston, New Jersey. A mother by the name of Beatrice Denise Durham gave birth to a beautiful little girl. To many of the mothers today, that doesn't seem unusual. And I'm sure you have your own stories about your child being born. However, it's not the first part that happened that was unusual. It was the second part. Miss Durham had been wheeled back to the recovery room. Moments later, the nurse could not understand why Miss Durham's stomach hadn't gone down much after giving birth to her daughter. To the nurses and doctor's surprise, and I'm sure to Miss Durham's, they discovered that there was another child inside of her. So she was rushed back in the delivery room and 29 minutes later gave birth to a handsome little boy. The girl's name was Alicia and the handsome little boy was me. I'm sure she had been to regular checkups, but every time they looked at the image, it looked like one. My mother had no idea that on the day when she went in the hospital with hopes of coming home with one child, she would come home with two separated by 29 minutes. Today, my brothers and sisters, we celebrate motherhood because all mothers can share their own unique and unusual experience as the ones who gave us life. Each mother can identify with that moment when the lifelong connection of mother and child was transformed from her womb to her arms. That moment when the mystery of life was no longer a mystery, it became a reality. Motherhood is precious. Adam recognized and placed great value on Eve, the mother of all living. His name for her, Eve, meant she was the first. The first mother of life. Being the first of anything good is noteworthy. And the first mother was certainly worthy of honor in her God-appointed role as the one who gave us life. Since her creation, mothers of the Bible were facilitators for ushering in human greatness. A mother named Sarah, which means princess, gave life to Isaac, a patriarch of the Old Testament. A mother named Nitzavah, which means thanks, gave life to David, the king of Israel, man after God's own heart. A mother named Basora, which appears only in Old Greek, gave life to a perfect and upright man named Job. A mother named Bathsheba, which means daughter of the oath, gave life to Solomon, the wealthiest and wisest king of Israel. A mother whose name we do not know married Hilkiah and gave life to the weeping prophet Jeremiah. A mother named Elizabeth, which means my God is abundance, gave life to John the Baptist, the forerunner of our faith. And a mother named Mary gave life to our Savior, Jesus Christ. With more than 175 women immortalized in Scripture, there's no doubt that women have played an important role in our covenant relationship with God and throughout the history of mankind. Men make their contribution, but women are the givers of life. I believe the poet William Ross Wallace says it well when he writes, "Woman, how divine your mission here upon our natal sod. Keep the young heart open, always to the breath of God. All true trophies of the ages are from mother love impearled. For the hand that rocks the cradle is the hand that rules the world." The Bible copiously uses the word man throughout its pages. All 12 disciples were men. Many of the stories we read center on males, including those of Moses, Abraham, Paul, David, and Joshua. But what does the Bible say about women? The truth is that the Bible has much to say about women. God's calling is equally important for men and women. When we study the New Testament, especially the Gospels, the Bible unfolds story after story of Jesus interacting with women. It starts at the beginning of Jesus's life when Mary, pregnant with Jesus, visited her cousin Elizabeth and her unborn baby John leaped within her womb. It ends with women standing witness at Christ's crucifixion. But there are many lessons in between involving women. Throughout his years of ministry, Jesus included women in word and in action because he deemed them worthy of the message of salvation, even though men did not. For instance, it was men who chastised the woman who washed Jesus's feet with her expensive ointment. Jesus came to her defense. It was men who ostracized the woman with the issue of blood. Jesus healed her. It was men who failed to care for widows and orphans. Jesus did not. He charged John to care for his mother, his giver of life, while he was suffering on Calvary's cross. Jesus refused to leave women to fend for themselves. He met women at their point of need. He openly included women in his display of generous love and marvelous power. He would expect no less toward those who give us life because it comes from the one who gives us eternal life. Mothers are a child's first teacher. We learn a lot from our mothers. We learn our bedtime prayer. Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I should die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take. We learn that candy is better than a Band-Aid for boo-boos. We learn not to put our dirty fingers in our mouth. We learn don't touch the stove. It's hot. And we learn to keep our hands to ourselves. We learn that no means no. But mothers' lessons get harder as we get older. We learn to always make the bed before we leave the house. We learn to put our clothes in the hamper. We learn that curfew is a serious business. We learn to always wear clean underwear. We learn that you can catch more flies with honey than with vinegar. We learn if you lie down with dogs, you'll come up with fleas. We learn that we are known by the company we keep. We learn to always save money for a rainy day. We learn that we don't have to win every argument. We learn that no one ever has life all figured out. We learn that rejection is not failure. And perhaps the hardest lesson of all, we learn that nobody owes you anything. Every mother harbors secret hopes and dreams for their children. Dreams of success, not failure. Dreams of health and happiness. Dreams of peace and joy. But that's not all a mother dreams of. She dreams of the day when those valuable lessons she learned from Christ will be passed on to you and take root in your soul. These are the most priceless and critical of all lessons. And on this Mother's Day, it makes sense to consider their value. Understand that Christ wants you to know that you are loved. John 3:16 isn't just for men. Jesus promises redemption and eternal life to all who call upon his name and confess their need for a savior. Romans 8:1 says, there is therefore no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit. Ephesians 2:19 says, now therefore you are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with saints and of the household of God. Christ made it known that he is your cornerstone too. In John 16:32, Jesus faces his impending death, reminds his disciples that none of us is ever alone. The Father is with us. We learn that we are wonderfully made. Like David, you should be in awe of what God is doing through you. Understand that you are free. You are free from the penalty of sin. For John 8:36 says, if the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. you belong to God. John 1 12 affirms it, saying, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons and daughters of God, even to them that believe on his name. And you are chosen like the army. God wants you. He chose you before he formed the world, that we might be holy and blameless before him in love. And here's the final and best lesson of all. You are no longer a slave to sin, because you are crucified with Christ and resurrected in his likeness. Mothers, this Christian journey is a long one, from the cradle to the grave, and no two journeys are exactly alike. Mothers, we are here today to celebrate your journey as the giver of life. And your reward comes from the giver of life, eternal life. Christ wants you to know that your journey is long, but it's worth it. Your cross may be heavy, but it's worth it. Your battles may be heated, but they're worth it. Your struggles may be great, but they're worth it. Christ bore a cruel cross for you. Christ suffered a horrible pain for you. Christ faced an angry mob for you. Christ hung between heaven and hell for you. Christ endured God's wrath for you. Christ died in your place for you, the one who gives us life, that he might promise you a gift unlike any other, the gift of eternal life. God bless you. I love you. Go in peace.